But he versed this plan called ICI of America. It's from Wilmington, Delaware. They make all different kinds of materials. Pens, pencils. They have mines out on Highway 43. They go out there and get the charcoal and they make different chemicals from charcoal.
What does ICI stand for?
I don't know.
Some chemical
plant. They probably used to be called Darko.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people usually still refer it to. But it's a very large chemical firm. They have them overseas. The main office is Wilmington, Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
A very impressive firm here and in America. They're not as, I can't say. I was going to say they're not as large as DuPont, but I really
mm-hmm.
can't say.
What was your mother's maiden name?
She was a her father, Nathaniel, was a kind of wealthy black in his day. He still has a farm of I don't know how many acres. And he had a big agricultural farm growing while he was alive. He had I don't know how many head of cattle, hogs, and he leased land out to oil companies. I don't think they got too much out of it. The land for oil, but a lot of people will tell you that before whites around here would call other blacks Mr., they had been calling him Mr. a long time. And I was very afraid of him because he was mean, very mean person. And that was the way he was brought up. And really just frightening. I was just afraid of him.
Where were your mother's parents? Where were they born?
I believe he was born in Louisiana.
You know where in Louisiana?
I don't know. And my grandmother was born probably Hallsville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hallsville, Texas. But
what sort of work did they do here?
Grandmother is a teacher. She's a retired teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time when my mother was coming up, back there in those days, if you taught in a community, you had to live there. Okay, my mother stayed with her grandmother, and some of them would stay with aunts. And she taught in a little town called Beckville, and that's on the way to Houston, about 10 miles from where she lived, and maybe a community of 200 or 300. She taught down there, so she had to stay. She used to teach in Tatum, Texas, which is also down the road from where she stayed. Her last few years, that's where she was teaching down there in Tatum. But she retired my senior year in high school, and she's just at home now.
And your grandfather works with?
He worked for him himself, yes.
A rancher or what?
Yeah, sort of like a rancher, because he had a lot of horses and cattle and still got all that land.
Mm-hmm.
Just nobody uses it. And
do you know about going back on your mother's side of the family? Like, you know what your grandmother's maiden name was? Or
yes, she was a
Do you know when her people came to Texas, or when? Can you trace your ancestors on your mother's side?
Back that far? No, I really can't. I do remember my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my mother's grandmother. She died when I was in the first grade. I do remember that. She was had gone back in her second childhood, and I didn't know what it was at the time because, you know, we used to wear leotards.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have them on red, and she'd run us through the house. Come here, little girl with those red legs.